There was Madam Moonshine, perched on a kind of platform at the front, clutching a bone in her left claw. A shaft of silver moonlight beamed through a hole in the roof and fell upon her head, giving her a kind of ghostly appearance. Above her head, exposed tree roots hung from the ceiling, like long, skinny fingers, or snakes. She blinked her eyes at me.
Now, tell me again why you're here.
Well, I don't think I had a chance to tell you the first time, madam.
Ah, so we missed the first time. Let's skip the second time and go to the third. Second times always seem so boring. For the third time, oh Rabbity Hank, what brings you to my cave?
Well, I was watching you run around in circles and you were making the sounds of a motorized bird. We talked for a moment, then you invited me in here. She clapped her wings together.
Yes, of course. It's coming back to me now. You're troubled.
Yes, ma'am, it's true. See, I've had this little...
Yes, indeed. Very troubled. I saw it right away. Shall I go on? You must be prepared to accept the truth.
Well, sure.
Sit down. The truth always comes as a jolt.
I sat down. Madam closed her eyes and waved her wings back and forth.
Yes, I see it clearly. You're very troubled.
Her eyes popped open.
You must stop thinking of yourself as a rabbit. You're not a rabbit, nor will you ever be a rabbit.
I stared at her. Hey, wait a minute. That's not my problem. See, you're the one who calls me Hank the Rabbit.
And your name isn't Hank?
No, my name is Hank, but I'm not a rabbit.
Have you ever wanted to be a rabbit?
No, ma'am, never. She scowled.
Have you ever wanted to be a motorized bird?
No, ma'am, absolutely not. Her scowl deepened.
Have you ever seen a motorized bird?
Well, I... not until tonight. She lifted one wing in the air.
Ah, we found the source of your problem.
She leaned forward and said,
There's no such thing as a motorized bird. And anyone who thinks he's seen one might very well think he's a rabbit.
The air hissed out of my chest. This wasn't going well.